Robert E. Lee from a pedestal and park named for the Confederate general. In an unannounced move yesterday, a large crane was brought through the city by a police escort to the park where the statue was housed, lifted it off of its large pedestal. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on her way getting ready. She's on her way to Lake Shasta. Shasta Lake. The Lake of the Shasta. You know, whatever you want to call it there with her girlfriends. They are on a, going to be on a houseboat out of Holiday Harbor. Yep, they're, you know, they picked the weekend where it's going to be 32 degrees out there. Good morning, everybody. Welcome. Today, of course, is the 15th of September, 2017. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We have an absolutely full day. We have people in starting right now, but first, Jared is going to give us the weather.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Jared.
The weather has been nice lately, and I hope it stays this way. It is currently 57 degrees downtown. Today, it's going to be a high of 88, a low of 60. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 87, a low of 58, mostly sunny. Sunday, high of 88, low of 57. And Monday, high of 79 in the 70s, a low of 52.
Wow.
I'm loving it.
Wow. Hey, Weather Reports is brought to you by, the Weather Reports are brought to you by a locally owned, veteran-owned company here in town, Shasta Gas and Propane, I should say from Anderson. Great people down there give discounts for seniors and veterans, and give them a call at 365-3793. And it's Friday, and it's Haven Humane, and it's Amy. Amy has got a little puppy she's holding. No, it's not a puppy. He's a full-grown.
Yes, she
mm-hmm. is a full-grown, sitting in her lap,
yes,
looking very sweet.
She is very sweet. Her little tail never stops moving. She does this really weird thing where it looks like she's going to pant, but her tongue never comes out, so she just sits there with her mouth open, and it's like, it looks like she's just smiling. It's pretty cute, actually. So I have Bailey here, and she is 6 years old. She's the Chihuahua Terrier, you know, mix, 16 pounds, a perfect little lap dog.
She's only 16 pounds.
Yeah, she's little.
She looks like she's, like, at least 20 pounds.
Nope, she's only 16. And she
must
is,
be elk killer must be a little bit bigger than he should be then.
And she is available for adoption, obviously, and she is ready to go today.
Okay, well, she is a cutie.
She
just
is
looking
a cutie.
At, and
yeah.
she's black with a white muzzle.
She does and good with kids, even though she's kids. A little advanced in age. She's six, but she does good with kids eight and up, and probably even younger. She's actually very, like, tolerant for a small dog. She's very sweet.
Okay, what about with other animals?
She does good with other dogs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know about cats.
I don't know about cats, but normally dogs this size don't really have an issue because they're almost the same size as the cat, so.
Okay. All right. Well, she is just sitting on your lap. Is she a love bug or a...
She is.
Okay.
Yeah, she's all very right. sweet. She was really shy when she first came in, but she's just opened up and now she just loves everybody.
How do you get a six-year-old? Somebody can't take care of him anymore?
I
somebody,
don't know.
You know,
it
you
happens.
Always wonder about that,
yeah.
don't you? Yeah.
I always wonder when we have dogs that come in that are like fully trained, that know some things that even my dogs don't, and I'm like, someone spent time with this animal,
yeah.
you know?
Okay. And the way you get this puppy is, or this dog is?
Give us a call, 241-1653, or you can come by the shelter, 7449 Eastside Road. This little cutie, if she doesn't get adopted today, which I don't think is going to happen, I think she's going to get adopted today.
Yeah, she's ready.
She will be with me tomorrow from 11 to 3 at PetSmart. We are doing taking part in the National Adoption Weekend that PetSmart puts on.
That's
also today. So from today and tomorrow, 11 to 3, you can come see some adoptable animals. We'll have 8 or 9 dogs out there.
Do you get
there.
A deal?
I don't know yet.
I don't know if you get a deal. Okay.
But you can show up and find out.
October 7th.
You can get a best friend. That's a deal.
There you go. Best friend. And it's going to be a great dog.
Yeah.
October 7th, Bark, Wine, and Brew.
I didn't hear anything about it. I have no idea what you're talking about. Nope. Yep. October 7th, Bark, Wine, and Brew, 5:30. Get your tickets now because we sell out every year.
Yeah.
So be on the safe side. Don't wait too long. Get your tickets. You can purchase them on havenhumane.org. It's our 10th annual one.
Annual.
So this is the 10th, number 10. So this is going to be, I have a feeling, an extremely
They're
special
one. They're
pulling
the stops out.
Yep, pulling all the stops.
Okay. All right. Amy, As usual.
As usual.
We missed you last week.
I know. So. I bet you did.
We did. Your smiling face on a Friday. Because when you're here on a Friday, it means that in a couple few hours, I'm off for the weekend.
I know. That's why everyone's so happy to see me on Friday.
Or it just means two more working days till Monday. Anyway, thank you so much for what you do, Amy.
All right. Well, you guys.
And I'm not upset. Why did you think I was upset? Because I was being serious.
I rarely see you in that state. So I was like, what are you, grumpy today?
No, I just, the meds haven't kicked in yet.
Oh, okay.
No, I haven't had my coffee. I'm just started drinking.
Oh,
coffee.
Yeah.
There we go.
There you go. That's why.
All right. Okay, hon. All right. Good morning, everybody. And I tell you what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, early break, because I've got sports guys in here, and we're going to talk about football and the teams that they've been watching and the game tonight. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Don't let me hear you say lights, thinking you know where.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bond. Good morning, everybody. It's the 15th of September. It's a quarter after. It's 57 degrees going up to 88 today. Wait a minute, did I say that? 57 degrees going up to 88 today. Ooh, doggies. I mean, I'm not sure I said that, but I can't believe I just said that. Hey, weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas. Propane Creek people down there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Bank. Not only new sponsors, but they support football, our high school football. They support baseball, the Colt 45s. And now with their brand new branch in downtown Reading, one block south of Jack's Grill, right down there on California Street. Going down, see it. See how they are committed to providing you the highest level of personal service, and you know you're going to like it down there. Cornerstone Community Bank invites you to experience how they are moving local dreams forward. And it's a local bank. It's from here, and it's expanding. It's doing really well. Cornerstone Community Bank. Their other office, of course, is at 150 East Cypress, and they're in Red Bluff, too, expanding. Good. Okay. My 7:15 guest is late, or I don't know what to say. He said great, so maybe we misunderstood because I was given different dates and times. However, that means I can go on and talk about all these other things I have. We have that, you know, yesterday we had Captain Roger Moore on, who's going to be the new police chief a week from today. Car thefts. Then this story comes out. Car thefts from January to June have risen 42%. Car thefts, 42%. Break-ins are down, but car thefts are up 42%. And you know what? I know three people in a week, and I think I've already talked about it, that had their cars broken into. One of them had his car stolen. And then we find out that the same guy that stole his stole two more cars. And all under the same MO or at the gym, different gyms. So, you know, it's just the fact that, it's kind of an epidemic. Now, the police have low jacks in their cars. Two of the cars have low jacks, which means if they get near a car that's stolen, it alerts them. But I'm not sure if that car that's stolen needs to have a low jack in it. I'm sure it does.
Or maybe it's just. It would have to have something.
It would have to have something in it, unless, you know, because I'm sure they get, okay, this car is stolen, this car is stolen, this car is stolen. He must have, I bet, you know, a list of these things. You know, it must be happening a couple a day, I would imagine. Maybe at least once a day.
I was listening to a rock station on my way into the work this morning.
A what?
A rock station. A rock and roll station. Classic rock. I'm sorry, it wasn't 1460, but they were talking about the new police chief and car theft, and apparently Hondas are the easiest ones to break into, which is what I have.
That was in the paper today. They can do an older Honda that they can, if they get inside, a shaved key.
Yeah, that's right.
A shaved key, or pop it and run. So, yeah, if you have an older Honda, you may want to make sure that car is locked up all the time.
Which I do have.
Yep. And if you have a problem with the windows, like they don't shut down or they don't close down.
Well, luckily for me, my windows are fine. But
okay, good. I'm glad. Glad your windows are fine. Are we looking out the window just in case our guest shows up here?
I am.
I've got, you know, the reason it is because I've got guests lined up for the whole hour here. And so anyway, okay. London had a terrorist attack. Had a terrorist attack last night on the London subway, or they call it the Tube. A guy has a bucket bomb, had a bomb in a bucket. Luckily, I mean, unluckily, it went off. Luckily, it didn't detonate. It didn't detonate the way it should have. It would kill dozens of people. As it is, it injured 22 people with a flash of flame. And it was just flame in the car, the subway car. And people had their hair burnt off. They were injured, but nobody killed. That was the big thing. All right, my guest is here, Connor Sutton.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
I was starting to wonder about it because I thought, well, did I tell him other things? Because we were discussing different
times.
Well, hey, here's Connor Sutton. He is our broadcaster for the high school football games. You know, you could probably pass. You know, I mean, you could probably pass as one of the high school guys.
Oh, yeah, I probably could.
Yeah, I mean, you're clean shaven. Probably most of they aren't. So, I mean, you come in and you could, you know, I mean, you are youthful in your appearance there, Simpson University. And you are what? What do you do over at Simpson?
I'm the sports information director and also the game management supervisor.
There you go. So this kind of like falls right into it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, and you've met Jared and now officially since you two have been working together for 3 weeks, but you haven't met each other. You have chosen over the last 3 weeks the game of the week.
Yeah, we have. They've turned out really, really well.
It is the game of the week, but I mean, it really is the game of the week.
Yeah, especially 2 weeks ago when Enterprise went on that 20-point comeback, and me, Tom, and Jared had kind of a little bit of a tough time working on the air because we were out in West Valley.
Okay.
But and then
we won't do it from West Valley again unless they get some kind of unless they get some kind of Wi-Fi thing in there, because it took forever to get a link to it.
Yeah, that was a crazy night. The lights went out in the second quarter for about 10 minutes, so it was a very strange night, but it was a heck of a game. And then last Friday as well, it was also a great game. I mean, a 2-point game, and so hopefully we'll see another one good tonight. We've done Enterprise. This will be the third game we've done at Enterprise, because I mean they're 3-0 so far. They're playing Woodland tonight, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. Okay. And the following week you're going to be at
UPrep.
Okay. Now see, here's what and Connor is in charge of the schedule, but he's trying. What we're trying to do is get significant games each week. You got Shasta on a run, and you've got Enterprise on a run. UPrep is in a different league totally. They're playing. I think they're playing 8-man football, aren't they?
No, they're playing 11.
Oh, they're playing 11.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're playing 11-man football, but UPrep is not at the it's not at the level.
Not,
are they in the same? They're in the same league, but are they in a different league?
They're in a different division.
A different division.
Yeah.
Okay, because of the size of the school
yes.
and all that. Okay. But we wanted to do is get as many of our local schools,
right.
And you're doing a good job of that.
Well, I thank you. And I, you know, there's a lot of good local talent here in high school football, and I think we're trying to capture all that as much as we can. And there's, I mean, every week it seems like there's a new guy who's shocking us and showing off. And so hopefully tonight we'll see Enterprise beat Woodland and go 4-0 because it's a battle between two undefeated teams. Which
there.
Is always fun. So it's going to be a little
What do you know about Woodland?
Well, I'm actually from Sacramento, so I grew up there, so I know a little bit about Woodland. That's actually where Woodland High School is, where Dustin Pedroia, the second baseman for the Red Sox, went. They're a pretty good football team. However, I think watching Enterprise twice so far, and now that it's week four and they've got a couple weeks under their belt and they know what to expect, I think we'll see the Hornets take them down tonight, especially
if they've grown. Have you watched the Hornets grow this year?
Yes, especially. I mean, week one, their defense was very, very good. Week two, they turned the ball over just a little bit, and it kind of handicapped their defense. But in that second half of week two, they were down 20, and the defense didn't let them score, and it was fantastic.
Now, this was, you know, and this is in our archives, by the way. And I've been working in the archives, making sure the archives are up, because for some reason, you know, a quarter's left off, and they go on for another hour someplace else. And then so I've gotten all those things back into it with our webmaster. This game was, you know, I was sitting there bouncing up and down because there's a young man who's their defensive back.
Yes.
5'9", yep. 160 pounds, 150 pounds, if he has his uniform on probably. he comes in and becomes the quarterback.
Yep.
He was the backup quarterback?
Well, not really. He'd only taken 5 snaps ever prior to that in the game. Their starting quarterback, Leslie Cummings, gets hurt in the first half after throwing a pick and then had to chase down a linebacker, which was an unbelievable play from him to chase him down because he was injured on that play. And then, yeah, Tyler Hafner came in, threw a couple touchdowns. He was one of their main wide receivers before that, and then came away with the game-winning touchdown interception return, which was unbelievable.
So he was a wide receiver and a defensive back.
Yes.
Okay, so this guy, he's a competitive kid then.
And he was making big tackles all over the field. I mean, it really was one of the most unbelievable performances I've ever seen in a high school game.
Well, you know what, and we have this on in our archives there. But yeah, and he leads a 20-point comeback, and then at the end intercepts the ball and runs it back,
takes it back to the house to win the game.
To win the game.
I mean, Tom and I mean it was such a strange night, and then that happening, and we're just.
I know you two are crazy out there now. The thing about it is the kid really should retire after that game.
Probably.
I mean, really. I mean, he should just walk in and just say, I don't think it's going to get any better than this, coach. You know,
I got to dance. You know, I was asked out to the prom.
Yeah.
You know, with all this.
Well, as a fellow 5'9er, I understand. It doesn't get a whole lot better than that.
That's great. Okay. Then tonight it's going to be undefeated again.
Yep.
All right. So what do you think? Okay, now let's talk a little bit about the rest of the year. What do you think? River Bowl will be pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like it's going to be the key matchup of the year.
Right.
And we're looking forward to that one. It's going to be a jam-packed show. I mean,
where are they playing at this year?
I'm actually not sure yet.
Okay, we need to find out so we can make sure we got room for you there.
Right.
Rest of the seat, we've got two undefeated teams so far. We've got out there, we've got some good teams in the other areas. The team that played last week was last week Enterprise. It wasn't Enterprise.
It was not Enterprise. It was Foothill.
Foothill.
Yes.
Out from Palisadro.
Yep.
And they had a barn burner too there coming back.
Yeah. It was another, again, like you said, another good game. And, Foothill kind of was. They were 1-1. They came off a tough loss in week one, and then they came back last week. They have a really good quarterback and good running back. Running back had an unbelievable week last week, like over 300 yards.
Wow!
So it's incredible. And another side story from Enterprise's Record Searchlight reporter actually broke this last night that Enterprise received an anonymous letter that their Max Preps guys were juicing their stats and tackles and things of that nature. So they got a little extra chip on their shoulder tonight. Which I think is an interesting story. I mean, Max Preps is statted by your own team. So you're always going to kind of get that. But it's an interesting, type of thing.
But when you say that we're juicing, which team? Though?
So you take your own team stats, so you'll get tackles and you'll get yards and per carry and catches and things of that nature. So maybe if you don't see who the tackle was made by, you add that tackle on to your best linebacker, your best defensive back. And it helps with scouting. I mean, we all know Max Preps isn't 100% accurate. However, it's a great tool. A linebacker for Enterprise had 21 tackles in week one, and guys were thinking, how is that possible? Well, I'll tell you, I was there.
And he had 21 tackles.
I don't know if he had 21, but he was everywhere. So, but that does happen because it's high school sports, and you don't have guys, you don't have professional statisticians. So.
Yeah, sometimes that just happens.
Yeah, and I don't know why that needs to be a topic, why that doesn't
what differences it make?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, because it's an expose.
Right. But it was an interesting story that my buddy Patrick Carr with the Record Searchlight broke, and so that'll be something we'll also talk about on the air tonight.
Okay. Now, the game starts at 7:15.
7:30. We've been starting a little bit later recently because the JV games are running late. So hopefully we'll start right at 7:30. That'd be not, or 7:15. That'd be great.
With the pregame show.
With the pregame show.
Well,
yeah.
And you're right. With the smoke, with all the other things that's going on, we're lucky that we've been having the games.
Absolutely.
So, and Connor Sutton is here, who is the sports information management guy, I guess, over at the at Simpson University. Mm-hmm. And Tom Galbraith, who works right alongside you, is the athletic director, and he says he's just loving it, too.
It's really been great working with Tom. Week one, we were both kind of trying to figure out what each other were doing. And then pregame, we were on the phone with Jared, or talking to Jared, and Tom was just making us both laugh, and I was actually a little worried. And
you guys are funny.
Yeah,
you guys cracked me up the whole time.
It is, and it's good that you two have got a working relationship
that,
and you're doing just a great job.
Oh, thank you very much.
And so, everybody, this is a good way to, if you can't be out to the games, is to listen to the games. We stream the games, so if you're for some reason you can't get us over the air, you just pick us up on the computer or on your iPhone. On our app there, and just on our iPod. Is that my iPad? No.
On the website.
The website, and then we also. Anyway, you can get it on your phone and everywhere else. Okay. Well, thanks a lot. Now we're also going to be in the discussions about maybe doing some Simpson work.
Yes.
This year.
I would be excellent. I'm very excited about what the university over there is what we're doing, and a lot of. Exciting sporting teams. So
you got some good teams out there. You've had great seasons last year. Todd Franklin has got the basketball team. Might be able to do a few basketball games out there.
That would be lovely.
Yeah, I like that. Basketball games are fast, and a lot of people like that too. Okay, Connor Sutton, thank you so much for being here. We're going to make this a regular one if you can get in.
Absolutely.
On 7:30 on Fridays, when you talk about the game that's coming up, what it looks like, and then this for a segment.
Absolutely. So, well, thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks a lot. Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Electric vehicles. We are seeing more of them every day. A new electric car in your driveway makes you eligible for a $1,000 rebate from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Plus, another $500 rebate for your Level 2 charger. Did you know that REU's electricity rate for charging is equal to paying $1.08 per gallon of gasoline? Smart, eco-friendly, and super cool. Visit a local dealer today and take one for a spin. Electric vehicle rebates from REU. For information, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
Whether you're looking for a workhorse or a play toy, at Team Power of Reading, they have the Kubota RTV to suit your needs. Meet the all-new Kubota RTV X Series. Three rough and ready RTVs that raise the bar on comfort, convenience, and performance. These Kubota RTVs set the standard for ruggedness and reliability, proving themselves ready to work day after day under all kinds of conditions. Ready for an RTV experience you won't soon forget? Stop by Team Power of Reading on Twin View Boulevard today, or call them at 226-9226 for Kubota RTV sales, parts, and service.
Buongiorno. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Wait a minute. I'm starting to sound like the vampire. Okay, I'm trying to do my Italian accent. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:33 in the morning here on Friday. Friday the 15th of September. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Been in the business for like 8 years, John and Sarah. It is absolutely the best store to go buy a firearm at. All the accessories, ammo, has it all. This is where I buy my guns. And in fact, next Tuesday we'll be picking up one, another. Bastiani Arms prides themselves on their customer service. I recommend them for everybody to go down, especially novice shooters. They spend a lot of time with people new to the shooting game. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Okay, with that music, it means it's got to be Paisano Days. And I am here with Jim Nobili.
Nobili.
Nobili and Jim, another one, Giacomelli. Oh, wait, that's French. Okay. Good morning. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Come sta?
Bene, grazie.
Tutto.
Okay, very good.
All right. Tell us about Paisano Days.
All right. Well, Paisano Days just around the corner, starting next Friday on the 22nd.
Next Friday.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and it all kicks off with our, it's our famous now, all-you-can-eat spaghetti with the meat sauce. We have pesto, salad, and, of course, the delicious garlic bread goes along with that. And that's the big night, the spaghetti night. And $10 for adults if you buy your tickets in advance. Okay, you buy your tickets now, it's $10. If you wait till you get to the gate, then it's $12. And, of course, it's $5 for kids 12 and under. So we'd like to give them a break. They don't eat quite as much as some of us big guys, right?
Well, and the food is always, always, always good. It really is.
No, it is.
So what else is happening out there? You guys have got all types of other things happening, though.
Well, also on Friday night, we start the kickoff, the Bochy tournament. We have 34 teams this year, so we're almost to capacity on that event. And that'll go starting Friday at 4, and run the finals of that will run probably Saturday night about 8 or 9 o'clock. So all day Saturday, you can come out and watch the Bochy tournament and also have food in our food court, famous Italian sausage and sandwiches and meatball sandwiches will be available all day on Saturday.
Oh, wow. Meatball sandwiches. I've had your meatball sandwiches.
They're good, huh?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, and this is your chance to go out there and watch a bunch of elderly Italian guys roll balls along the ground and then scream at each other in Italian because you touched my ball. And but, you know, you've got teams of all ages out there.
We
all,
do, yeah. You can play. You know, one thing about Butch, it's a very simple game. And, you know, anyone can play it, so it's good. It's not really a stressful – well, it is, I guess, in some instances. For some of us, it is.
Tell me it's not stressful, Jim. Come on. Out there, they were giving you mouth-to-mouth last time.
I know, yeah.
But then again, maybe you kind of like that. She was good-looking.
She was cute.
She was cute, yeah. And you were standing up. I wasn't – wait a minute. Jim's in trouble. Look, she's giving him mouth-to-mouth.
Well, it's a method to my madness.
Okay, got it.
I'd like to remind you, too, as well, that we're going to have a lot of vendors there selling their crafts, so be sure to check all that out. They always have some good things to buy, and maybe you can do a little early Christmas shopping as well.
Well, I've got some tickets to give away. I've got two tickets to give away to the second caller at 605-4567. Second caller. Yeah, I know. You guys have got me on speed dial. Second caller, I'm just throwing because it's Friday, and I'm not sure what I'm being. I can't say it on the air, but I'm just being that way. So, 605-4567 for tickets to Paisano Days. Second caller. Okay. Now, you know what? This is a great time. Are you going to have a band?
Yeah, we're going to have Pat Karch.
Pat Karch is out there, and he's Italian.
Yes, he is. He's a member of our lodge.
He's a member of your lodge.
Absolutely.
That's right. I think it's his mommy's side.
I would think so.
I would think so, since Karch didn't sound
like it. It's not Karchellini, so it's...
It's not. Okay, we have a winner. So, so this is going to be down at...
South City Park.
Down there at Tiger Field, next to Tiger Field.
Yes.
It's going to be... How much to get in?
Well, for the spaghetti dinner is $12 at the gate, $10... Ticket preset, no charge to get in.
Okay, and there's no charge just to come in and
listen
and all that.
Yeah, you just come on in and wander around.
Yeah, if you want to get the dinner. And can you get other food there, too? I mean, if you don't have the dinner that night or
not. On Friday night. Friday night is
Saturday night.
Saturday we have a variety.
Because this is where they have the dinner for $10 now, $12 if you buy it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Chris won, by the way. Chris, congratulations.
Good.
This is for, now these tickets are good for either. Is that, no, that's just good for Saturday night, right?
Friday night.
Friday night.
Yeah.
It says invites you to be our guest, though, on Friday and Saturday, but it's good for one food item, including pasta dinner on Friday night.
Yeah,
so this is just good for the Friday night dinner.
Or they can use it at the food court.
Either
on
or, but you know, the pasta dinner is the.
Oh, okay. But you can use it at the Friday night dinner or at another.
You can use
place.
It Saturday for a meatball sandwich.
There
okay.
you go. Yeah. Which are great too.
Yes, they are.
Okay, do you what do you do with the money that you all make here? Besides, it just pays for Paisano Days.
Well,
but you also have good events.
We
too.
Do. We're involved in our community, and we do have scholarship funds. We donate to many different people in our community to help out. We help out when we can, and our scholarship, of course, we take a lot of pride in that to help our students.
Yeah. I'm liking this. I like the, Paisano Days. We've been going to it for a long time. So the fact is the Bochy tournament starts on Friday. You've got the ceremonial first roll will be Jake Mangus, the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
And Kim Niemer, the director of the City of Reading Parks and Recreation, and dancing of course to the Pat Karch Quartet. Are they going to be like have their mustaches on, like you know, and it's going to do an Italian songs and?
I don't know about the mustache, but I'm sure there'll be an Italian song or two in there.
Vendor and crafter books booths on Saturday. You know, this just doesn't get any better. Plus the fact of, may I just say that besides the meatball sandwiches and hot Italian sausage sandwiches on Saturday, you've also got hot dogs for the kids, beer and wine, soft drinks, cannoli.
Well, the cannoli are special. That's a big favorite. That is
cannoli.
The first thing that sells out is a cannoli. We're going to try to have many, many more this year. It won't sell out quite as quick.
Yeah, you know, maybe it'll last longer than 9 o'clock in the morning. ice cream, fun and games for the kids, laser tag for the kids, cooking demonstration in the afternoon. You got a huge raffle with a grand prize of $500 cash. You know, there's a lot to this. Plus, may I just also emphasize, the more we use South City Park, the more we take it back, that we don't have to worry about certain things, you know, happening down there. If we've got a lot of people down there all the time, some of the nefarious deeds that happen down there don't. And this is just another way that we are doing just, that one, you're having a great time, and you're meeting some super people down there. Okay, now it says sponsored by Peroni. Nastro Azzurro. Is that a beer?
Nastro Azzurro. Peroni is Italian beer.
Yeah.
And Nastro Azzurro means it's a blue ribbon winning beer.
Of course it does. I should have known that. I knew Azzurro was blue.
Yeah.
I should have known that.
Yeah.
Because I lived. Have you ever lived in Italy?
I have not. I visited it. I'm a first generation American born. My folks and brother came from Italy.
I have lived in Italy.
Yeah.
So I'm probably traveled more and talked to more Italians than you have.
Probably.
Yeah. Bottini.
Yeah.
Carlo Bottini.
Carlo Bottini.
Carlo Bottini.
That's a good handle for you. I like that.
Okay. You like that. Okay. Paisano Days, my friends. And because Paisano means my friends. Paisano means Friends Day.
Yes, it does.
2017, Friday, September 22nd, a week from today, and then Saturday, September the 23rd, it's going to have it all. The big thing, of course, is the all-you-can-eat spaghetti. All-you-can-eat, do you mean that? And you said that in front of Frank?
Absolutely, all-you-can-eat, Frank.
I like to interject.
You'll put your face in there and interject.
I'd like to interject. On Saturday, I got a trio, Italian trio, that have accordion, mandolin, and guitar, and clarinet, and they're going to play for 3 hours right there where we have the food court. So you're going to have old-fashioned Italian music.
Okay, that's on Saturday, because Friday you got Pat Karch. All right, this is just a great... All you can eat. With meat sauce.
Mm-hmm. And a pesto as well. Yeah,
spaghetti with pesto sauce.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have either one there, mm-hmm. Salad and garlic bread. So you could just and it's $10. Now, where do you get tickets early? You have to tell me.
There you go.
Right here. Right at the
For more information or for tickets, call John.
Yeah.
605-1351. And or go to ReadingSonsOfItaly.com for more information. So, Jim, how many of you? What are you doing this?
What do I do? Well, I helped make. I was on the pasta sauce team this year, where Mr. Nobly heads up a crew of. There was three of us, and we made.
We made 75 gallons
of sauce.
Do you ever have any left over?
Not very often.
I was going to say, you don't probably have a lot of that left over.
Yeah.
75 gallons.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. Mm-hmm. So, and if you haven't been there, like I said, if you've not been there, you need to do it. It's great. The atmosphere is good. It's fun. And you'll enjoy yourself. What a great place, time to spend a Saturday.
Yeah, come down. Join
us. And a Friday night. Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, thank you.
And the Sons of Italy, and they do a lot for our community. You see them doing a lot to help people out here, scholarships, but also other things that are going on. Sons of Italy are right there. Stand up, guys. And then and if you need any help collecting any money, they've got some guys named Guido, and their noses are sideways. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show, probably the people now say, don't use my business. Don't use my business now, is brought to you by our friends over at Black Bear Diner. I tell you what, Black Bear Diner started right here in the North State, headquartered right here in Reading, and they have gone from that one store to over 100 stores, restaurants right now. That's Black Bear Diner. Why? Because the food's great. The prices are wonderful. And you can top off today or this evening after the game tonight with a big juicy burger and a real old-fashioned milkshake, or start every day with a huge stand of pancakes and eggs or anything you want at Black Bear Diner. You can find them on Cypress and Hilltop just off of I-5. Feed your inner bear, Black Bear Diner. We'll be right back.
paisano.
Ué, paisano.
Ué, 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 paisano.
Ué, paisano,
come sta?
Ué, paisano, come sta?
L'Italia è piccolina, c'è gente in quantità, e questa è la rovina che non si può campar. Ognuno vuole andare all'estero, si sa, per guadagnar del pane per babbo e per mamma, e lascia la famiglia, di casa se ne va, guadagna il pane sì, ma perde la felicità.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Evil. There are people in this country who are evil to the core. They are violent and hateful and will not reason or debate. This evil drives them to violence with whomever they disagree. They will invade peaceful gatherings with the sole purpose of perpetrating violence and injury, then blame their actions on the peaceful. We can no longer trust politicians or the media to acknowledge the truth. So we must know how to discern good from evil. This wisdom is found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Since 1968, North State Security has worked to give our clients and community peace of mind and to help make our home a safer, more enjoyable place to visit, work, and live. By being your business or event's extra set of eyes and ears against suspicious activity, safety issues, and other hazards, their on-site officers and patrol drivers are Northern California's premier private security company, North State Security. An ounce of prevention since 1968. Call North State Security at 243-0295.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Redding tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 right here in the studios downtown. We're kind of like at ground zero of the reclamation of Redding, downtown Redding right here. About 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, 57 degrees going up to 88 today, if you can believe those temperatures. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business right here in town out at 3208 South Market Street. If you're looking for somebody that can repair a windshield, this is the man. If it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, he can fix it, and he guarantees his work. Brings it in. He's been, in, like I said, in this business for a couple of decades. And he's gone through a number of different automotive repair schools and windshield repair schools. He guarantees his work. If you can't work on your windshield for one reason or another, he'll just tell you that. And he'll send you to someplace else. His name is Jeff Wurst, and you can see him down there, again, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call, 241-8373, for an appointment today. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. Okay, I'm here with Brian Martin. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
We back to blue.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. You know what? You do a lot. And you're We Back to Blue is just taking off, and it's doing
it's
great.
It's growing.
Now, you've got something here on September the 23rd. It's going to be out at the Elks Club.
That's right, a week from Saturday.
A week from this, a week from tomorrow. So tell us what it's going to be.
Well, it's our second annual Elks Lodge event. We're very proud of that. We're going to have a ton of guest speakers. We're going to have a great kids area, cornhole tournament, CrossFit demonstration. Army's going to have their game booth for the kids. I mean, there's just going to be a ton to do. It's a free event for the community, but it is a fundraiser for our three Shasta County Canines and Operation Blue Santa.
Well, I tell you what, look at the I'm looking at your ongoing attractions there. You've got many, many vendors. I mean, many vendors.
Yeah, it's
Kona Ice, Fat Daddies, Damsel in Distress, Cincy, King's Blue Line, Tactical West.
Girls with Guns.
What is that? What's a Blue Line? Do you, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but what's that?
It's one of our vendors. They have
Tactical West.
Yeah.
I thought it always went for Tactical Vest, but I guess not. Gosh, Cattle Corn, Beachbody. Guys, it's got it all. It's got it all there. And you're going to have a list of speakers that starts at, well, you're going to have a demo, T9 demo at 10, and then it goes on from there till 4 o'clock.
We're going to have three different canine demos. We're going to have all three of the Shasta County canine units there supporting us. Each one's going to take a turn at doing a demo. They're going to be all scheduled, so you know when to go where. It's just going to be fun. Last year, we did it was our first event there, and we found out that we had their single busiest event day in the history of the Elks, and that was our first time. This year, it's going to be bigger and better.
My gosh, I mean, just the people that are speaking and just the vendors makes, you know, fills the place up almost.
Well, okay. It's going to be a lot to do.
Well, after that, then they're going to be starting at noontime, or 11 o'clock, I guess. From 11 to noon, you're going to have speakers. Each one gets like five minutes.
We have to keep them down.
Good luck on that one. But it's going to be people like Mayor Brent Weaver of Reading, but also City Council candidate Aaron Reznor.
Yes.
I think that's interesting. So Aaron's going to be there. Mayor of Anderson, Baron Browning, Supervisor Les Baugh, Sheriff Tom Basinko, Chief Michael O'Brien from Chico, Michael Johnson from Anderson, Roger Moore. And he will be
the, he will be the next day. He'll be the chief of police.
Well, they're swearing him in on Friday.
Okay,
the 22nd. So there he is. You can say it.
All right.
And then, of course, our friends from the California Highway Patrol and Police Officers Association President Peter Dufresne, who is the inspiration for We Back to Blue Shasta.
Yep.
More canine demos, CrossFit. I mean, it's just going to be great. And then you have a big drawing, a one-night stay at the Gaia Hotel Spa and $100 to their grill.
Yeah, and we've got another, just last night I got a call from Red Lion. They're donating a night stay, so we're going to have two different kind of door prize drawings there. Plus, Back the Blue's got a big raffle already going. We've got a couple of guns been donated. We've got a three-night stay or two-night stay down in Cambria. We get a ton of stuff in our raffle that we're doing. We'll have all our Back the Blue gear that we sell for donations. Everything we do, we're non-paid volunteers, and everything we do is the proceeds go to help law enforcement unfunded causes and also law enforcement charitable causes. And this year, Operation Blue Santa is our one. We've supported that every year since we started this. They do great work.
Wow. Okay. All the money that you got that you all make out of this.
The proceeds go to
those types of events. Things
they go to. But this year we're designating them,
and it all stays in the area here too.
Yeah, mostly
Anderson, Reading.
This year we're focusing local. We've got our own 501c3, and so we can kind of have better able to decide. We partnered with the Reading Peace Officers Association in the beginning, and so we helped some causes like the California Memorial Police Officers Foundation in the past. And we've done some things like helped the officers' families in Dallas when they had that big shooting out there.
Yeah.
So we do venture out, but this year we're primarily focusing on local, helping our local agencies. And the canine units are always have unfunded needs, and that's the big thing we're focusing on this year.
Not easy keeping those dogs in kibble.
That's true. They're expensive. They're about $16,000 to get a dog through training and out on the street. And then if you want to get a vest for them, that's almost $2,000.
They put vest on the dogs?
They do, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
They do. They should.
People don't realize that you assault a police dog, it's like assaulting a police officer.
It's a bad thing, yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, We Back the Blue is a great event. I know that State of Jefferson is going to be involved in that. We're going to have a booth there. But I want to give a shout-out to Erica Nelson. She's the vice president of this whole thing. She's sort of the person behind the scenes who sets everything up, talks to all the vendors. Scott and Terry Welch that own Signsations, in fact, make bumper stickers that they give away, hand out. And all year long, I know Erica works on this. In fact, I went down to the Back to Blue in Anderson, and she's even working a booth. And I think that, you know, when somebody works that hard behind the scenes and really is the backbone of something, that, you know, it's fair to recognize these
absolutely.
People put the hard work in, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yep. That's absolutely.
And what is
true.
Erica's title anyway?
She's the vice president of We Back the Blue.
Oh, okay.
And Scott, Erica, and I are on the board of We Back the Blue. It was Signsations when we started this. As
yes.
When I walked in the door, that was the first people I went and talked to was Scott. It was Erica's first day on the job at Signsations as office manager, and they saw the vision and absolutely could not do it without them. They're incredibly supportive, and Erica, in fact, for the event at the Elks, she's the coordinator of all that. I don't have that ability to visualize where all these vendors are going to go, and she's just amazing at that. So absolutely.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you say that, because I know I've heard you speak before, and I think that, you know, the folks that are out there doing the hard work, you know, it's good to recognize them. With
absolutely.
The time and money, and I know the effort she puts in, they're just great people. They're great
absolutely.
People who do business with them. I'm not trying to do a commercial, but
they are
great people, and I think that it's I'm glad you brought that up, and I'm glad you let people know, and I think it's good to let people know when you do speak about the folks that help you.
Absolutely.
But appreciate everything you're doing, and let's back the blue.
Thank you.
Thanks, Terry. You know, anytime you have an organization, there's a ton of people
absolutely.
That get involved in this, and that there, you know, and having people that have, you know, that may not have had the vision to start something. I always think of people, and you know, like there's three groups of people: one that can envision things, but they can't put it together. One that can't envision things, but they can put it together. And then the third very, 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 very small group is the one that can do both that I've run into. I'm not sure. Sometimes I fluctuate between each group at different times. The fact is, though, is that your team that you've built is a very successful team. They're doing a great job. And the number of people that you attract around you. And I'm just going to be selfish here, is that one of these days we want to have a KCNR, We Back the Blue
absolutely.
Event. And, you know, something that where we can, it's got a specific goal.
Absolutely.
You know, not just a general fundraiser and all that.
Right.
But a specific goal that we can, you know, we can get our people around.
Perfect.
And I don't know if it's a police dog. I don't know if it's vest. I don't know if it's what it would be. But I'll trust you to come up with something.
Well, that'd be awesome. Yeah,
we love to do that. We can do an all day fundraiser.
That's
whatever it takes. We'll be there.
Well, that'd be awesome. We'd love to do that. You know, Terry's absolutely right. You know, Erica will be the first to tell you she likes to stay behind the scenes on these things, but she deserves a ton of the credit. I absolutely could not do it without her, and definitely Scott support with Signsations, because we give away a ton of decals for free, and he shoulders all that, gets them printed up, and so it's definitely we have a really good team. You know, people think We Back the Blue is bigger than we are, but it's really the three of us and some volunteers that come in.
Hey, we're here with Brian Martin from We Back the Blue, He's been here before for other things he does. He has a real job over at
yes,
River
I
Commons
do.
Where he runs River Commons.
Yes,
And then, you know what? That was beautiful the other day. I went by, driving by, and you had American flags all over outside, you know.
Yes, we're pretty patriotic there. Got a lot of veterans that live there.
Okay, that's located on?
Hartnell, 301 Hartnell, right between the veterans clinic there and Copper Ridge.
There you go. Okay. Anyway, tomorrow on the 23rd, a week from tomorrow, is the big thing for the Elks, and we back the Blue. And we'll talk more about it next week. All right, everybody, we're going to take a quick break and be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
From townhall.com, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Prime Minister Theresa May says Britain's official threat level from terrorism remains at a severe level, meaning an attack is highly likely. It has not been raised in the wake of the London subway bombing. Could police have done more to stop this one this morning that injured 22 people?
I never think it's helpful for anybody to speculate on what is an ongoing investigation.
Well, witness Luke Walmsley saw it firsthand. He said it was a very crowded commuter train that was affected with a lot of children on their way to school.
The daunting thing, the most daunting images I've seen is nannies trying to look for kids because of the rush of people just taking, you know, 5-6-year-olds away from them, and they're trying to look for them.
President Trump says he's been briefed on the London terror incident. He spoke to reporters at the White House.
It's a terrible thing. This keeps going and going. And we have to be very smart. We have to be very, very tough, which perhaps we're not nearly tough enough. But that is just an absolutely terrible thing.
Sentiments echoed by the acting Homeland Security Secretary Elaine Duke.
Terrorism still stands strong. The terrorists want to attack the United States and every other country that they can to regain strength.
The French Foreign Ministry says the UN Security Council is holding an emergency meeting to discuss North Korea's latest missile launch. The ministry said France is ready to work on tougher UN and EU measures to, quote, convince the regime in Pyongyang that there is no interest in an escalation. Consumers cut back on their shopping in August by the largest amount in 6 months as a big drop in auto sales offset gains in some other sectors of the economy. Overall, the Commerce Department says retail sales were down by 0.2%. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 49, the NASDAQ up by 28 points. More from townhall.com.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-489-8876. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I can trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-489-8876. Call 800-489-8876. 800-489-8876.
One conservative publishing giant has decided to no longer endorse the New York Times best-selling list, claiming the list simply doesn't reflect what actual sales are around the country. Regenera Regnery, a publishing president, Margie Ross, explained to the Salem Radio Network in an interview this week that they're concerned over the paper's questionable process is based on what they've seen.
And that has happened to us time and again. It happened last month with Dinesh D'Souza's brand new book. He outsold every book on the list 2 weeks in a row. 1 week they had him at 7, 1 week they had him at 8.
Regnery Publishing is part of the Salem Media Group. U.S. businesses increased their stockpiles in July, but at a slower pace than in June. Sales also rose by a small amount, as the Commerce Department says business inventories rose by a seasonally adjusted 0.2% in July. That follows June's gain of 0.5% increase. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There was one group that benefited from Hurricane Irma.
That would be the Weather Channel. The Nielsen Company said an average of 3.29 million people watched the network on Sunday as the deadly storm blew over Florida. The network had 2.82 million people on Saturday as the storm approached from the Caribbean. The network has never had a bigger audience. Its previous record came with Hurricane Irene in 2011 when it measured 2.48 million viewers. More than 10 million people watched either the Weather Channel or the three cable news networks on Sunday night. Keith Peters reporting.
NASA says the Cassini spacecraft has disintegrated in the skies above Saturn as planned and on schedule. NASA knew that the probe would be no more when its radio signals came to an abrupt halt shortly before 8 a.m. Eastern time this morning. According to the known speed of radio waves, that means Cassini actually burned up like a meteor 83 minutes before that. More details on all these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is preparing with the rest of the girls. They're heading out to Shasta Lake this morning, renting a houseboat, and they're going to houseboat it this weekend. Yeah, and she says, oh, we picked the weekend where it's going to be 43 degrees on the lake. So she's supposed to, you know, Holiday Harbor is taking care of them. I'm sure they'll be fine. She just said, dress warmly, you know, try not to fall off the boat. That's the big thing. This portion of the show. Good morning, everybody. How are you doing? Phone lines here, 605-4567, and Jared's going to tell you what the weather is. Like he does every time at this point in the morning. Yeah, Jared got him.
It is.
Scratching his belly. You
know. It is currently 61 degrees, and we have a mild week ahead of us. Today is going to be a high of 88, a low of 60. Saturday is going to be a high of 87, a low of 58. Sunday we have a high of 88, a low of 57. And on Monday we have a high of 79, partly cloudy, then slight chance of showers that night with a low of 52.
Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Good people there. 365-3793. Alliance Heating and Air is bringing us this portion of the show. Yeah, it's going to 88 and all that, and it looked at, maybe the weather's broken. So what does that mean? It means now is winter's going to be here next week because we have our 1 week of fall. This may be it. So if you had your clean, you know, after all the smoke this summer, you need to get the filters cleaned out. You need to have somebody come look at your heater and to make sure that it's ready for the winter. And it's Alliance Heating and Air that can do that. They can work on any make or model. It's a veteran-owned business. They've been in the business for, gosh, a quarter of a century. They know what they're doing there. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. I've got people from Virginia in the chat room, waiting with bated breath for Dr. Kara Tennant. It's a picture of a kitty, a white kitty, Simon the Pieman. Do you know who this is?
I do.
You do?
I know. He's adorable.
Is that, you're talking about the kitty or the person that's writing this?
Both.
Both? I just wish you were a happier person. You know, you just never smile or laugh or anything
right,
like
never.
This.
I know. It's okay. Always a good time.
Okay. First of all, I walk outside and I had to rescue Dr. Tennant. She was surrounded by the Sons of Italy and Mike Quinn. I wasn't sure, and Frank Rose, I wasn't sure you're going to get out of that group. They were trying to enlist you into the, they're going to call you Tenate.
I know, or into the Italian family.
Become part of the Italian, part of the Italian family around here, that's right.
And they were bribing me with cannolis.
You know what, they make some great cannolis.
Oh my goodness, I was on board.
They make great cannolis. Yeah. You going to be around this weekend?
Yes.
I mean next weekend?
No.
Next weekend,
I know, I'm going to miss it.
You're going to miss it.
It's my niece's birthday, so I'll be, you know.
Where?
I'll be down in Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
Or else I'd be there eating cannoli.
When are you leaving?
When?
When do you leave? Friday?
Friday, probably, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because it's
her
Friday
party's early Saturday morning.
Oh, okay.
I know. It's how long on it's Friday, Saturday?
Friday, Saturday, yeah. Okay, that's all right.
Well, maybe early Friday. Is it early? Is it late?
I think it's later in the day.
No.
Anyway.
No. Okay.
We'll find out.
Next year.
Next year. There's always next year with the Sons of Italy. You're just a busy person. Anyway, and there you are in your running outfit here with bright orange compression socks.
I know.
And I said, "What? This woman is the fittest lady you're ever going to meet." And she does the Spartan competition with a split you know, shoulder, and still did it. And so you come in there with your these are compression socks.
They're bright orange compression socks.
Because?
Because they're going to make me run faster and longer, right?
I don't know.
I mean, that's what they say. I mean, is it true?
Why would that be, though? I mean, does that restrict?
It has something to do with the circulation. I don't think it's been proven yet.
Oh, well, then maybe you could put some copper, anklets on, too.
I mean, might as well, right? But, I mean, you're never going to miss me on the trail.
No, you're not going to miss you on the trail as you go by it at warp speed.
Well, I don't know about warp speed.
Do you run with dogs?
I do. We're going to talk about that a little bit.
Then start.
Well, so such a nice segue.
Yeah. I knew it was coming. Okay, Dr. Kira Tin, of course, our veterinarian down at Care Animal Hospital, runs the place down there. Does a wonderful job. And now we're going to talk, and she's a runner and an athlete, and I know you take your animals with you.
I do.
So.
Yeah, my dogs love to run. And everybody who knows me knows I have cattle dogs, and they're wild and crazy, and if I don't run them, then they get in trouble.
They need to find things to do.
They need jobs.
They need a job.
They've got little backpacks. They love their backpacks that carry their own water and snacks. I carry my own water and snacks.
You put little backpacks on them?
They do. Yeah, because oh my goodness, Carl's losing it. Because it has extra weight. It makes them more tired.
Okay, so it's kind of gear handicap then for them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they would just keep running and
running. They would. Yeah, they're crazy.
Because they're cattle dogs, and they've got plenty of energy, and they're very smart and industrious. Mm-hmm. And if they don't have a job, and mm-hmm. I've heard this about them, mm-hmm. they say there's some animals that don't ever get this animal as your first animal.
No. You have to know what you're getting into.
You have to know, because they will herd you. They will herd your children. Mm-hmm. And I've had friends that had their child, their three-year-old, backed into the corner by the dog mm-hmm. and wouldn't let the child leave.
Or they nip their ankles
because
they're trying to herd them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're not being mean. This is just what they do.
Yeah.
It's cool.
So what I'm seeing right now, because the weather is getting cooler, is people are taking their dogs out to run or to walk these longer distances, and they haven't been exercising over the summer because it's been really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, it hasn't been really safe for us to go running or for our dogs. But when you take a dog that, say, has been used to running 5 miles a couple times a week, and you haven't run them for a few months, and then all of a sudden you go out and you run 5 miles, animals are just like we are. You know, not everybody can just run 5 miles off the couch. You need to work up to that. So pets are the same way. So you don't want to just go take your dog out for a 5 mile run if you haven't done that, you know, in a while. You need to work up to
it. You need to get them ready too.
Right.
Where you wouldn't walk them or run them in the heat when it's 115. So they
exactly.
haven't been out for a while. So maybe you need to start off with a walk run.
Right.
You know, shorter.
Exactly.
So they don't come home exhausted, because if they get tired and they're sore, I mean, yeah. can dogs, I don't know if dogs' brains work this way. Do they equate going out with I don't feel good? Or are they excited the next time? Oh, okay.
They're still excited.
They're
the
still
next
excited
time. Yeah.
The next time. They don't go, oh, last time, it hurt. It really hurt. So the next time we go, I'm ready.
Exactly.
And then you go out and they come back. And you have to carry them. Many times in some of the jungle country and others, they were carrying the war dogs back, just carrying them over their shoulders. The dog said, I can't go any further. So they carry them back in.
Well,
it was the funniest things in the world.
Well, it happens. Or so you're going to go for a nice hike because it's 80 degrees outside, and you're going to go up to, I don't know, Mount Shasta, and you're going to hike 10, 15 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And your dog's not used to that. You know, what I see is the dogs are brought in to me because they're limping and they can't move. So it's just like, you know, when we go to, you say we haven't worked out for a while and we go to the gym, we're really sore the next day.
They can't move.
I know.
What's your first question to them? Did you go hiking yesterday?
Exactly. What'd you do yesterday?
Oh, we hiked Lassen yesterday.
That's right.
Okay. Well, just give me a check for $150 and I'm going to tell you exactly how to fix this dog. Just here. Let me give him a little ibuprofen. Oh, no, we don't give them ibuprofen.
I know. I was just going to say.
Carl. Never give them ibuprofen.
Never give them
ibuprofen. Just sit there and we'll just give them a little body massage.
You bring them into the vet, and we can give them pain medication.
And electrolytes. And just say, look, it's going to be like magic. We're going to keep your dog for the night. Next day, dog's feeling really good. What'd you do?
I know. Magic hands.
Magic hands. Little vibrating bed.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. So what you're saying is condition your dog as you would yourself. If you haven't been running out, you know, some people will work out because they'll be inside on gyms and they can work out on machines and everything. They'll stay in shape for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not at the peak of their running, but and then when they take their animal out, they can hurt their animal.
Exactly.
Right, because the animal is not going to. Well, the animal will stop, and my dog just she looks like a little. We're pulling her along. At that time, it's as soon as we have to pull her, we pick her up, and she's perfectly happy with that.
Yeah.
She'll pick fights with dogs, but I'm holding her.
She's feisty. A lot of dogs will tell you, but some dogs won't. They'll just keep going.
They'll just keep going. Well, a dog. I know a horse will run itself to death.
Dogs can do that, too.
It depends
on the breed.
Okay.
So, you know, something like a lab will go forever. And they'll go until they physically can't or until they have heat stroke and, you know.
Heat stroke, and that's the other thing. We got to take a break here. And we were with Dr. Kara Tennant, and we're talking about before you take your favorite friend out there on a long run, if it hasn't been... And if it's been a while since they've been out there, that perhaps you need to take a get them in shape as you would yourself before just thinking that they can do it. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full service jewelry store in town. This is where Linda goes to buy her stuff. It's where I go to buy her stuff. And I go down and I see Rebecca. I go, Rebecca, it's Linda's, you know, it's Linda's this. Or it's just something for Linda. And she helps me out because Rebecca is really, really good there. They have the only train watch repairman in Reading is there at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. A great selection of estate jewelry. They have it all at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant.
We've got it all for you, but we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Be a hero and help us save the animals of the North State by attending Haven Humane Society's 10th annual Bark, Wine, and Brew dinner and auction on Saturday, October 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
While enjoying music, sample local wine, beer, and appetizers.
Bid on exciting live and silent auction packages.
And purchase raffle tickets for a chance to win a San Francisco Giants spring training trip for two.
Plus much, much more.
Doors open at 5:30 p.m.
Bark, Wine, and Brew sells out every year, so get your tickets now at havenhumane.org or call us at 241-5262.
All proceeds go to support the homeless animals of the North State.
It's fall savings time at Redding Kia. You want to save money, right? Well, don't pay a penny in interest during Redding Kia's fall savings sale.
Come in today and get 0% financing on all new 2017 Kia models. Not just one or two, but every model in Redding Kia's award-winning lineup qualifies for 0% financing.
Even Sorento?
Yes, even the 2017 Kia Sorento comes with 66 months of interest-free financing on approval of credit.
Or get $3,500 at KMF standard bonus cash plus $1,000 retail bonus cash on Sorento four-cylinder. That's $4,500.
And the 17 Kia Sorento is the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
0% financing for 66 months is $15.15 per thousand financed.
Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Sorento offer ends October 31st.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
I ain't never been with a woman long enough for my boots to get old. But we've been together so long now that both things we know. If I ever settle down, you'd be my kind. And it's a good time for me to hit on.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. I just, you know, I like the song, but I was watching Cara Tennant just break up over here. She obviously is a Game of Thrones watcher. I was doing one of the scenes from Games of Thrones because we were talking about chasing out poachers. And one of the ways we do it is we run behind them with a big bell and we go, "Shame! Shame! Shame!" And unless you watch Game of Thrones, that makes you probably don't understand that. But if you do watch Game of Thrones, that was a funny time. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're looking for in-home health care, it's locally owned. It's a trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home care. This is Home Helpers. She's really helped a lot of the veterans. Sharon Clark's helped a lot of the veterans in this area. She is the person to turn to if you have any type of care needs like that, whether it's short-term or long-term. Like, say you run the Spartan and you damage all your knees and your ligaments and you need some help in-home health care. It would be short-term, we'd go to Sharon Clark, or long-term, Sharon Clark Home Helpers. Give her a call, 226-8350. We're here with Dr. Cara Tennant, and we're talking about care of our animals and how you can't just take them out and get, you know, and go running with them now that the weather's cool, or you're going to hurt them.
That's right.
And some of them will run till they're really severely hurt. Others, like Elk Killer, will realize after the first 50 yards that this is not what they want to do, and they just park themselves. And it looks like you're pulling a little sled along with you until you pick her up, and then she's happy. Okay.
So the next thing is another thing that I'm seeing a lot of at work, and, you know, I talk about this a lot, but it's a problem that keeps on coming, and it's preventable, and that's everyone's favorite, fleas. I am seeing so many fleas right now. It's insane.
What's going on with, you know, this? Because we're fighting this with two different types of medicine.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's still, she's got these little things on her butt. Uh-huh. I mean, it's like, you know, and it doesn't act like she doesn't like she's uncomfortable, but it's like these little rough spots. You know, like, I don't know what it is.
Like,
but
little tiny scabs.
Little tiny scabs. Yeah, what's going on with this?
So, you may not have a flea infestation, but dogs can be sensitive to fleas. So, they can be allergic to the actual flea bite. So, if they're bitten by a flea, then they'll end up with, you know, like a miliary dermatitis, which is, you know, multiple little tiny scabs kind of all over the body. But it can be preventable. Not always, because if you have an allergic dog, just one bite will flare them up. But fleas, for the most part, are preventable, but you have to do a year-round flea preventative. And there are a lot of the flea preventatives that are not effective. The fleas become resistant to these medications. So a lot of these over-the-counter topicals are not working at all. I've seen several dogs and cats just in this last week, and, you know, it was probably like 10 of them that were not only wearing a flea collar, but owners were also putting on an over-the-counter topical flea preventative, and they had fleas everywhere. And the problem with fleas is that they can transmit disease to us and to our pets. And so it's really important to, I know, and they sleep with the owners too. And these animals are in bed with the owners, and they're just, they're telling me that they sleep with their pets, and the fleas are just everywhere.
And you're taking a step back, and you're looking at their hair. You're going,
oh no! You know, fleas don't like humans. They don't like to live on humans. But if you have a flea infestation, they certainly can bite the humans.
I mean, they don't like our blood?
No. Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's good. We'd all have fleas.
I know.
I'm not too sure about some of my producers.
I know.
The ones in the morning.
Oh, no, man. No.
Not him. Not Jerry.
Oh, okay. I
know. He's scratching his head now.
I know.
Sons of Italy.
Oh, no. So the other thing, too, is cats. Cats are really sensitive to fleas. They tend to get a lot of fleas, but you don't see them. It's not very common to see fleas on cats because cats are such great groomers. They're cleaning themselves all the time, and what's happening is they're actually swallowing these fleas. And when you have an animal who swallows fleas, and dogs can get these too, then they end up with tapeworms. And tapeworms are like little flat rice-looking things that you see in the backside or in the stool or in your bed.
They crawl out of their butt into your bed? Is that what you're saying here,
yeah,
doctor?
Yeah, that's pretty much
it. Yeah. Until you wake up, and if you've got a worm in your bed, it's because of that?
Yep. If it looks like that, yeah.
Jared wants to leave the room.
I think, yeah.
Jared just said, I just threw up in my mouth.
You know how I love parasites, so.
Yeah, that's right.
Jared probably dreads it when I come on.
And we're going to eventually, I hope not right away, I hope it's a long time, eventually lose you to the Center for Disease Control, aren't we?
Maybe eventually. I know. That would be my dream.
I know, because you're really into the discovering the aspects of the of what causes diseases what spreads diseases. But that's cool, too.
These zoonotic diseases, you know, the diseases that spread from animals to humans. Oh, that's my jam.
You've got one of those.
Well, yes.
You had one of those, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And you know what? If anybody would be – and this and just – if you don't mind, because you've talked about it before.
I guess now we have to clarify,
because you've talked about it before, though.
That's true.
You have.
Yeah.
That you got it from, and I read about it.
So it's real?
No, I believe you. I believe you. But I read about it a couple months ago about, you know, things that are happening, mm-hmm. you know, how, you know, the animal world is fighting back.
Yeah.
And they talked about this, and about the Texas flea.
And, or the Lone Star Tick.
Or the Lone Star Tick. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Lone Star. Mm-hmm. I had Texas Lone Star.
Lone Star Tick.
And it talked about what it can do.
Yeah.
And this is, and people, if you've got, you may have something wrong with you and you have no idea and the doctor has no idea, it could be a bite from a Lone Star Tick.
It could be. Which causes meat allergy.
Meat allergy. Can you believe that? You can't even look at a hamburger, right?
Oh, my goodness. I smelled one the other day. It was a cheeseburger. It was beautiful. No, can't even eat. I mean, it's just not even fair.
If you touch it, if you eat it, you'll be in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I can't.
Because of, and before that, you were a meat eater.
Yes. Yep. I would. I'd go for a run and have.
Have a cheeseburger afterwards.
Or a pork chop. I can't eat any of that. That's a bummer.
You can't eat any of those now. So
no.
Can you?
But chicken's fine. I can do chicken and fish.
Chicken and fish, you can.
That's just it.
Because of it changed your makeup of your body.
That's right.
My body
views that as a protein that's attacking it. So
it
mounts this massive immune response where I get an allergic reaction. So that's never a good thing.
What if somebody kisses you that's just eating a steak?
I have no idea.
Well, I mean.
I don't know. I'd probably be fine. I don't know.
Does your significant other does he eat meat?
Yeah.
Well, then you must know by now that if he has a hamburger. Does he take you out? Hey, I'm going to have a hamburger. Let's go to In-N-Out. You can have I don't guess they have chicken there.
They just watch. They do have what's called a grilled cheese there. And so it's exactly the same without the patty.
Well, that's gross.
I mean, I guess it's not exactly the same, right?
Yeah. No, that's...
I don't know. It's pretty good.
Okay. But the reason I brought that up was, is there are diseases that are spread by ticks and other insects or animals to humans, but it could have significant impacts on your life. This isn't something like it just gives you fevers and all these things, or it's rabies. This is something that dramatically changed your life off of a tick bite. One tick. Wow. Are they out here in the West Coast?
They are, but not in the volumes.
In the volume is there on the East Coast, because you got this in Virginia.
I did.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, we're with Dr. Kara Tennant, and we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. Okay, Simon the Pieman just said that I sleep on mommy's pillow, but none of us has fleas. Oliver gave mommy ringworm when he first came to live here. I assume these are people that you know, mm-hmm. and that the cat gave the owner ringworm.
It can happen.
We'll be right back.
Seems I've got to have a chance to see you. Every night I have a spell that's clean. And from by the way, could have been
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Study the psychology of paint. Our conclusion? Color looks great on your walls. From neutrals and whites to deep, rich colors. At the Paint Mart, they have just the right Benjamin Moore paint to give your space that personal touch. Unlike the figure-it-out-yourself paint departments in the big box stores, at Paint Mart, they have personalized service, custom color matching and caulk tinning, in-stock and special-order wall coverings, and equipment rentals like paint sprayers, power washers, floor grinders, and wallpaper steamers. Paint smart with Benjamin Moore Paint at the Paint Mart, Redding, Anderson, and Red Bluff. All the right tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Come see us at Paint Mart. You'll love the friendly service from the folks at Paint Mart.
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
KCNR 1460, local live radio, bringing you high school football every Friday night, beginning with the pregame show at 7:15 and kickoff at 7:30. Connor Sutton and Tom Galebreath bring you the play-by-play action. KCNR Friday Night Football, sponsored in part by Redding Kia, Black Bear Diner, Holiday Harbor, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Bank, and SST Oil. KCNR 1460 is your source for local sports.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on her way out to Lake Shasta with her girlfriends. And I have a night of batching it. Yeah. Gosh, this could be a binge night.
You should do some grilled cheese sandwiches tonight.
No. Well, I don't really eat grilled cheese. I just fix them for people.
You don't eat them?
Yeah, I fix them for people. I just told the doctor, the good doctor, Kara Tennant, that I do the best grilled cheese sandwiches in the world. Mm-hmm. And then you serve it with tomato soup. See, it doesn't get any better than that.
You should do that. It's nice and cool. I mean, it's perfect weather for that.
There you go. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, the only place to get a haircut, down off of Athens Avenue, right there, D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. Go and get your haircut there. It's a veteran-owned business. Like I said, seniors and veterans get discounts at Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant. We're talking about the types of things that are, you know, like flea infestations was the last thing. You know what? Is it going to start getting better because it's going to start getting colder now?
No.
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 No. It's just going to be like this all year?
All year. It doesn't get cold enough to kill a flea.
Okay, let's just get right down to the short hair here. That's... I'm not sure what that means. What can you do to end this cycle of flea infestation?
Every one of your pets needs to be on a flea preventative, including all of your cats.
Does this include the fact that they've been on it? So do you have to change them up to go to different medicines every so often?
It depends on what you're using, because they do become resistant. So a lot of these fleas are resistant to Frontline or any sort of fipronil product, and that's Frontline was one of the first ones that
right.
came out, and that's something you can get PetSmart, Petco, Costco,
right.
you know, online, anywhere. You don't need a prescription for it.
What do you recommend?
So for dogs, I like the oral medications. And
right.
So we've got, you know, there's a pill that you can give that lasts every 3 months. That's called Perfecto, and there are a couple pills made by Zoetis, and I can never remember who makes NexGard, but those are once a month pills.
Mm-hmm.
Those
good pills? Are they all good pills?
Oh, yeah.
What do they do? I mean, how do these pills work?
Oh, my goodness. You're going to ask me all that technical
details? It must add something to the blood, right? I mean, it's digested, and the blood then goes into the skin,
mm-hmm.
which then acts as a protective barrier, or the fleas don't like it.
So,
because they taste bad?
It kills them when they ingest it, and a lot of these are almost like a I never remember the entire specifics, but they cause like it's like a neurotoxin, so they cause a hyperexcitability phase in the flea. So sometimes when you see a flea is dying, it goes crazy and it's bouncing around and then it dies. But these medications will kill them really fast, like within 12 hours.
And they just kind of feel like they're not, you know, maybe they ate too much. And then they said, oh, my God, I got bitten by a Lone Star flea.
I don't know. Lone Star flea. Yeah, but I like the orals because you can bathe them as often as you need to. They can go swimming. You don't have a topical product that, you know, your children are touching. A lot of these topicals won't necessarily hurt your kids, but you don't want them eating that.
Flea soap.
You know?
You see the flea soap. So
mm-hmm.
you give your dog internal stuff. Can you wash your dog with flea soap to help or
not? You don't
not?
Need to.
You don't need to.
Mm-mm.
What does flea soap do? Anything?
So, I mean, that one's a toxin, too. I see more toxicities with flea soaps, flea shampoos, and topical
okay.
products than
a,
I do.
A dog comes in ill.
Yep.
Okay. Because they're allergic to it.
Yep. Or having seizures.
Wow.
And if that happens, like, say you go and you buy an over-the-counter product.
Yeah.
And your animal, cats especially, are really sensitive, has a seizure or is acting weird, or you accidentally put your dog flea medication on your cat because that will kill them, then you wash them immediately with Dawn dish soap.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Dawn dish soap.
Mm-hmm.
We use Dawn for the skunk attacks, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, Dawn's so safe. You see the commercials of animals that have been in oil spills.
The oil spills,
mm-hmm.
right.
Yeah, and you think of it, birds are so sensitive, so if you see somebody bathing a bird in Dawn, it's going to be safe for everybody.
It's amazing that it even works.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's great. It'll kill fleas, too. So in, say you have a 3-4-week-old kitten that's loaded with fleas, because that happens all the time, there are no flea medications that you can give to that kitten that's safe, because everything's licensed for kittens who are older or weigh at least 2 pounds.
Sure.
And so you use Dawn.
Does it get the fleas off them?
Yeah. And it'll kill them, but you have to repeat it, and you have to vacuum your house. And
so then if you feel like you want to kind of, if you give them the internal one, but they still have those little things on them, those little mm-hmm. bite marks,
mm-hmm.
so they obviously still have fleas.
So either they have fleas and the flea medication is not working,
or
they're being bitten and they have a flea allergy. So at that okay. point, they would need either something like an oatmeal bath shampoo, maybe once or twice a week, or some anti-itch medication. So whether that's an antihistamine
okay.
or, you know.
An oatmeal bath.
Oatmeal bath. Yeah, they make oatmeal shampoo for dogs. It's nice and soothing. You know, what do we do when we have poison oak or, you know, something really itchy?
I go up and hug Jared. I pull Jared's shirt up and I hug him if I have poison oak just to share it with him.
Oh.
Yeah, he couldn't work for 3 days one time.
No, seriously, poison oak just does not like me.
You mean you don't get it, or you get
no,
it all the time?
No, I get it. Well, when I was a kid, I don't, you know, go romping through the woods like I used to when I was a kid. But as a kid, it was once a year. I just was down for a week or two.
Ugh.
It was horrible.
I know people that can look at poison oak.
I am that person.
Okay, so now we've talked about the not taking your dogs because the weather's starting to get better, taking mm-hmm. your dogs out for long runs because you can hurt them in the sense that they'll just keep going, and then the next day they don't want to move. They walk like, you know, none of the legs are, you know, attached to their bodies.
Right.
And it's because you've overdone it for them.
That's
the
right.
flea infestations are still going on.
Right.
Stay away from Lone Star ticks. And seriously, if you hear that they're around, because it can cause
that's right.
a change in your lifestyle.
And they're easy to tell what they are. They've got a white dot right in the middle. That's why they call it a Lone Star tick. It looks like the Star of Texas, kind of.
Oh, okay. There you go. Texas just keeps giving.
I know. You can look it up online.
Yeah.
There are pictures everywhere.
Okay. What else?
And then, topical products for cats.
Okay.
Yeah. So there are a couple topical products for cats that are safe if you have an outdoor kitty who is getting fleas and ticks. Then, you know, there's a product that will kill them. And there aren't a lot of products that'll kill tick in a cat. So you have to be really careful when you're looking for this, because when you have a flea medication that'll actually kill ticks too, and it's for cats, it can be pretty dangerous. But there's one called Bravecto that lasts for 3 months.
No, what's it called?
Bravecto.
Bravecto.
It's topical, lasts for 3 months.
And you put it on them? I mean, topical, it means you rub mm-hmm. it on them,
yeah.
or it's a
dropper.
Juice. Okay,
yeah.
And then it'll kill ticks and fleas?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. You have to get that from your vet, so you need a prescription for that.
What can people do? Can people use that?
I wish.
Is there anything that for people?
No.
How about just regular bug spray? Or
yeah.
That,
yeah.
That'll keep them off.
Like DEET.
DEET.
I know. I used to cover myself with DEET. I know it's not the safest thing, but when you're covered in ticks, because you're running through the woods.
I think that may be an indicator I need to go someplace else to run. If I come back.
Now I'm fine.
Okay. Here's some questions here.
Is the meat allergy related to Lyme disease?
Or are they totally different?
Totally different.
Okay.
Yeah, so Lyme disease is a bacteria that the ticks inject into an animal's body, which that includes humans, and that causes all sorts of things like polyarthritis, so that's joint pain in all of the joints. It can cause kidney disease in dogs. Luckily, I've only seen that a couple of times where they get the pyelonephritis, so they get really, really inflamed kidneys. These guys are really sick. What we see is fever, lethargy, and walking like they're on eggshells. All their joints hurt. Cats don't respond to Lyme like dogs do, and so they can be injected. You know, the tick can attach and inject the Lyme bacteria into the cat, and they don't tend to get sick, which is
wow.
Which is very cool, but dogs will, and humans will. So And used to say, oh, you know, Lyme's only transmitted by the deer tick. But it's not true. They're finding that Lyme can be transmitted by almost all of the ticks. So you want to check yourself and check your pets.
Well, I have tick stories like you couldn't believe. And, some of them I could tell on the air. Most you can't. Especially being stationed back in Virginia.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's, you know, other places you end up with leeches on you and all types of weird things. But, you know, but ticks, they're insidious. And they end up in places that you don't know about it,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then until it's like, oh, my God, how did that get there? So, yeah.
We all have a story like that, Carl.
Oh, we all have a story like that. Yes, I'm sure.
Anyone who's lived in Virginia.
Yeah, anybody who's lived in Virginia. And if you haven't got a tick story, then you haven't been out in the woods. Oh, my gosh. And, geez. And, you know, you just strip down and have people look at you because you don't feel them.
Yeah.
And then there they are, and they're in their little round, filled with your blood.
That's gross.
Oh, it is.
Jared
it is gross.
Might pass out.
Jared might pass out. Jared, you know what? We may bring you a tick next time just for you.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show, speaking of ticks and things you don't want around you, this is why North State Security is the guys to call. You don't want vandals. You don't want people spray painting your stuff. You don't want people breaking into your businesses or using your front door as a bathroom. Then you need to call North State Security. They've got more officers on the road at any one time than the Reading Police do, and maybe even the Reading Police and the Sheriff's Department at any one time. They've got more people on the road. Over 100 officers are out there. They're at the power plants. They're at graduation ceremonies. They are everywhere. Why? North State Security has been an ounce of prevention since 1968. They've been around that long. And right now, North State Security is looking for some professionals that want to join the firm and start a career there. You need to give them a call at 243-0295. They are expanding. They are expanding to help the residents right here in Reading through a variety of different programs. So give them a call at 243-0295 if you'd like to start a profession that you can grow in and do a lot of good for your community. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Check out the sizzling summer savings on Kubota tractors at Team Power of Reading. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and zero-turn mowers, Kubota has a variety of mowers and tractors and a range of horsepower options, delivering the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on your ranch. Take on the toughest jobs with a Kubota compact tractor or zero-turn mower from Team Power of Reading. Stop by today for the best deal yet at our in-stock inventory. Your one-stop tractor shop with sales, parts, and service on Twin View Boulevard or 226-9226.
This is Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Have you considered how to plan for the high costs of long-term care during your retirement? People are living longer than ever, and caring for a parent or spouse can cost over $60,000 per year. Medicare does not cover long-term care, and Medi-Cal requires depleting most of your assets. The state can even put a lien on your home. These costs have hurt many people's retirement plans and robbed the assets away from their loved ones. Join me for a unique seminar on planning for the high costs of long-term care Thursday, September 21st at 12:30 noon at Tortilla Flats. Learn about long-term care and how you can protect your assets. Learn how to get a tax deduction for long-term care insurance. Call 244-PLAN, that's 244-7526, to join me for a free presentation on planning for long-term care. Call 244-7526, that's 244-PLAN, or go to theadvicecenter.com.
California Life License 0B85106.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. With Carl Bott and Dr. Kara Tennant. Linda's on the lake, or quickly heading out there with her girlfriends. They're going to spend the night, a couple of nights out there on the houseboat from Holiday Harbor. Kevin takes good, such good care of everybody out there. What can you say about that? What the heck? Here it is, Friday. We've been having a good time. Told her one of my tick stories from Virginia that I can't tell on the air. I guess I could tell on the air. But, it kind of misses the point where you can kind of, like, demonstrate stuff. Anyway. The thing about ticks is they're insidious because they're little and you don't feel them. And they get into places that you can't see. And then, you know, as you look, you know, try and see every, you know, you look between your toes. I mean, they are everywhere. So we would do that. We would DEET ourselves and just, I mean, if and then because you sprayed, you're flammable. Yep. If you get near a fire. Anyway. Okay.
They used to make this spray front line, you know, back in the day, maybe 10 years ago, for dogs, and I think cats, and that's what I would use.
Okay.
I'd do that, then I'd put my socks on and my clothes on, and then I'd put the DEET on.
I think you have to do that, because, you know what, it's just...
It's bad.
It's one thing to come back, you know, having a great run, you come back, and you're okay, and then you're taking a shower, you look down, and behind your knee is something that's, you know, round, and, you know, it's round because it's been sucking on your blood.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and it's in an awkward place. You have to try and get it. Anyway. Okay.
Oh, no.
Enough of that. Hey, if y'all have a question, you know, if you got a question for Dr. Tennant, this is a good time. 605-4567. She can't give specific out because she hasn't seen your animal. But if you've got a question for things that your animal's done or something that you're wondering about, she might be able to help you with that. Okay, what's to our next thing that we're doing?
So I was going to talk a little bit about canine influenza and heartworm.
Okay.
With a lot of these hurricane dogs being rescued. And so this tends to happen when we have a big hurricane and you have all these homeless dogs and the dogs go to various rescues across the country. But these hurricanes, you know, are in the south where we have a lot of heartworm disease, tick-borne disease, fleas. And also there are around a ton of other dogs. And so you worry about canine influenza. And canine influenza, you know, came about in Florida. And it was transmitted to greyhounds from horses, and then from there the greyhounds were able to spread it. I think maybe 2005, 2006, it was about the time when I was graduating school. But the problem with canine influenza is it can be incredibly difficult to diagnose because it looks like an upper respiratory infection a lot of the time. And some dogs will be exposed to it, and they never have any clinical signs until they get sick. So they're spreading, you know, they're infectious a few days before they actually get sick. They're infectious for a few weeks after they're sick. And it causes, you know, coughing, sneezing, runny eyes, runny nose. Usually
just like on people with flu.
Yeah.
Is it deadly?
It can be.
Okay.
And that's the problem, because most upper respiratory infections are not, but canine influenza can. And you can vaccinate for it, and what we usually do is we'll vaccinate for it if there's an outbreak. And there have been a few outbreaks here and there, like in Illinois or Missouri or, you know, wherever. But up here in Reading, you know, we haven't had that yet. And so we have to really watch now, because okay. these dogs are being rescued and being brought
to other places.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. That's why. Okay.
Yeah. So we're looking
for... Oh, you saw just like trailer trucks, you know, 18-wheelers had yeah. just on flatbeds had mm-hmm. filled up with cages of animals that people, yeah. that they had rescued.
Yeah.
I just want to change the subject just for a second.
Sure.
Do animals or dogs, can they have autism? Has there ever been any studies that dogs might have?
No.
Okay.
But
I mean, I don't know how you would even do that, but...
Yeah, so...
Because some dogs act different. I mean...
Animals certainly can have, you know, some are definitely smarter than others, and I'm sure you can have animals that are, you know, are mentally challenged, but as far as the study goes...
I know horses are like that. You can have some horses mm-hmm. that are just... Mm-hmm. They're not real smart. Some mm-hmm. of them aren't, but they work great in a string.
Yeah,
they're just happy and they just follow.
Yeah,
but if you take them out by themselves, they'll run into trees.
It happens.
So there is a possibility. Okay, I just wondered.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Okay, I was just wondering. If, you know, could dogs? You know, because.
But as far as I know, if there haven't been any studies. I think that would be tough. I think that would be tough to study.
Well, you have a group of puppies. And but I guess they're just like, you know, I know families that have four kids in the family. Three of them turn out great. The fourth one goes his own way and totally. So, I mean, I don't know if there's, since they're all raised the same way, what was the thing that triggers that? I don't know. I'm sorry. It was a stupid question. Okay. Now you're supposed to say, no, Carl, there is no such thing as a stupid question.
No such thing.
Okay. Okay. Maybe that one. All right. Okay, influenza. We got to watch for influenza.
Yeah, so watch coughing, nasal discharge.
Okay.
Sneezing, right. Eye discharge. Yeah, not feeling well.
And the next?
And heartworm.
Heartworm.
I know, another one of my favorites, right?
You can prevent it.
You can prevent it. I mean, it's not 100%, but it's pretty close.
Yeah.
Year round. We see mosquitoes year round. It's transmitted by the bite of a mosquito, so it never gets cold enough here. Now, maybe up in Washington or Alaska, you know, they don't do heartworm preventatives year-round. But down here, oh, yeah. It's got, you know, 70-degree, 65-degree winter days.
So you give them one a month?
One a month.
One a month.
Yeah.
She doesn't like it. She used to eat them. Now I have to put it in cheese.
Yeah.
Or maybe mm-hmm. she's just learned that if she turns her head and spits it out, that
she's going to get the cheese?
She's going to get the cheese. Yeah. She's pretty bright.
Okay. Yeah, there's a whole variety.
She's trained me.
Yeah, so you've got the oral tablets once a month, there's mm-hmm. the topical once a month, and then there's an injection that lasts for 6 months. I think they're developing one that lasts for 12. I don't have the injection, so I don't know a lot about that.
I don't know if I trust those.
Supposedly, they're really great. To be honest, they scare me a little bit.
Why? Too strong?
Well, you know, when it came out, back when I was working as an assistant, you know, when I was 16, 17,
uh-huh.
Dogs were dying when they were receiving the injection, so that, you know, they, right? I know.
It's usually an indicator.
Right. So they sold the rights to that injection, and it was revamped, so that's supposed to be really safe, and it is. I mean, the studies I've read shows that it is really safe, but I don't know. I'm not on board yet.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Dr. Kara Tennant. We always, always love having you here, because... You've got all this great information. You got a great sense of humor. You put up with me. And you wear these orange compression socks.
I know. They're amazing.
That other elderly people wear.
Well, it's true. Well, but theirs are usually white, though. I haven't seen anyone wearing bright orange.
That's true. Where do you run?
You know, today I haven't decided if I'm going to run at Swayze or Whiskeytown.
You go out on a trail uh-huh. there, and then yeah. your dogs are with you. And
I didn't bring my dogs today.
Okay.
They haven't been running. They're not in shape.
They're not in shape yet.
No,
remember
it's been
that.
Too hot. so I have to train him.
You're going
to
run with the Spartan in a few weeks?
I am. I better go run right now.
This is the one up in Reno, and it's the...
It's in Tahoe.
Or Tahoe, and they call it the Beast.
They do call it the Beast.
Because it's so long. And it's got all these obstacles.
What am I doing?
Who'd you run with?
At elevation.
Who'd you run with?
I'm going to run with a few people from the gym I go to.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Dr. Care Tenant, you have my blessing. Just remember, send me a photo at the end.
I will.
Okay. Because I tell you what, after you finish one of these things, your whole body changes or your whole face changes in the, you know, for a day or two, I think, when you really do something like that. Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Care Tenant, Care Animal Hospital on the end of Hilltop.
That's right.
And right next to the car wash and right behind, Bartell's Big Burgers are right behind you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Hey, Laura Ingram right after us, followed by Dave Ramsey, of course. And then this weekend of great, 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 great shows we have, all the local shows, ranging from outdoor shows to tech shows to politics, all of these this weekend. And, of course, Monday, James Masada will join us next week, the sheriff. And we also have socialists and all different types of people joining us next week. Have a great weekend.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Watched being loaded into an ambulance. She was conscious. She was being given some sort of pain relief. She looked very distressed, understandably. But she had some sort of burns to her face, and both her legs were wrapped in kind of cling film to protect them. She had obviously been burned.
A manhunt's underway for the terrorist who left the homemade device on the crowded...